FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
So good. You were talking about personalised number plates, Ollie?
Sure was, Tom, the value of them.
Yep. You want a big boy as a number plate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not available.
That's my first choice. I mean I can change it.
Well, Vic Roads in Victoria have decided to suggest some other number plates below big boy.
Does it sound like big boy?
It says this combination is unavailable. Below are a few combination suggestions that you might like to try. Would you like to hear some?
But I want a big boy with the B-O-I.
Yep.
Not there. All right.
Big, not there. You can have a big boa.
Okay. Big boa. Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying now. I don't mind that.
Big bock.
Not as good.
Big bow.
Right.
Big boff.
Nah, they're not as good.
No, but my favourite.
Yeah.
Big bod.
Big bod. Well, I am shredding, so... Look, on Facebook, Daniel messaged in, he said, I think before your caller, John, was a bit of a one-eyed Collingwood supporter. John was saying that Pies 1 was the most expensive plate.
Yeah.
It's factually not. DJ's done some research. He's found that on the Vic Roads page, they explained that just number one is the highest, most expensive plate.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, it goes for about $1.5 million.
Oh,
and up to $2 million. So, look, it's Pies 1 is worth 20, 30 grand. Good on you.
We're going to get Lucy Peach in here very soon, talking about her Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. But before that, Ollie...
Unique deaths.
Oh, wow.
We'll explain all up next. But if you've heard of a unique death, hang around.
Let's go into a double play now. Bon Jovi with Bad Medicine. And then we'll hit play on tonight, Smashing Pumpkins. Hope you're having fun on your Thursday night. Hanging out till 10 o'clock here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's naughty after nine. Yeah. Tonight, Smashing Pumpkins. Before that, Bad Medicine, Bon Jovi, Triple M's Tom and Ollie hanging out with you until 10 o'clock. I'm not saying I want to get out of here, but I'm just saying I've already done the 7 till 9 p.m. podcast catch up via the Triple M app. Just let you know.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
About hit upload on that one. Hey, loving your suggestions coming through on Facebook for what we should do with the Mitcoin. Michael Williams, Ollie, had a great suggestion saying that we should stick the Mitcoin in the elevators at work.
Oh, okay. I like that.
That's good.
That's very good.
Good floor for it as well.
Is it?
Well, because it's a shiny floor.
Nice flat surface.
Yeah. Yeah.
And good for banter because in the lift, it's always awkward. Nothing to talk about.
So it'll just continue the story of Tom and Ollie sticking a Mitcoin in the elevator. Hey, Producer Belle.
Hello.
And this is the naughtiest thing we've discussed, but it's got potential to really skyrocket. Look, the banner is unique deaths.
Oh.
We had discussed the idea of funny deaths last week.
We did, yeah.
And we scrubbed it because we just thought it didn't sound too good. It sounded insensitive.
No, you can't put funny and death together.
No, you can't, Bill.
Well,
you're right.
You can. They hold awards for them.
Funny death.
Yeah.
What?
You haven't heard of this?
No.
I'll Google it.
Okay, well, Belle, while you're here, you've heard some secondhand stories about some deaths.
Yeah, the Darwin Awards.
Cool.
Stupid, funny deaths. Seriously.
That's awful. Though, if you were going to die, you'd probably want an award for your death.
Yeah, you may as well get an award if you did.
Yeah. No, I have a mate who, her uncle, sorry, I shouldn't laugh. her uncle, he actually, not so recently, a few years ago, passed away from a heart attack, and he passed away while having sex with his mistress at her house. He'd been married for a very long time, and this was a secret. And then, unfortunately, the mistress and the wife obviously both went to the hospital, and then it all came out. And he did pass away in the act. Don't laugh.
Hang on. So, what was he doing exactly?
He was having sex at his mistress's house.
Oh.
Pretty unique.
It's a unique death.
It's a unique death.
I was going to say something different.
We need it.
So I'm sure they happen. It is definitely touchy ground.
Yeah.
But if any show can handle it, it's us.
Oh, totally.
It's us, guys. You know, it's Tom and I.
Yep.
And Belle on the phone. We can, you know, it could be awkward, but I'm cool with it. Yep. 133353.
I'm into it.
Is our number.
Oh, I'm not into it, but.
Oh, you're sicko. And get involved on Facebook as well, Tom and Ollie. But have you heard of a unique death? Maybe someone in your family, the story of them passing is not just your usual, you know, sad story. They died. There's a bit of a tale to it. A bit
maybe
of a surprise.
They got an award for it.
Maybe they got the Darwin Award.
They could get an award for it.
Tom, you just still reading?
Or? I've found some funny deaths. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah, great. Let's add something.
This one was from 2008 in the Czech Republic. Steel is valuable in the Czech Republic, especially the high-grade alloy used in steel cable.
And everywhere.
Scrap metal dealers do not ask questions. They pay in cash, and a good supply of steel cable can be found in elevator shafts. This particular guy... Okay, this is going on way too long. 133353, unique deaths.
You got bored of your own story.
Yeah, I did. I'm so sorry.
Pre-read.
Everyone. Give us a buzz. Unique deaths. Come on.
Yeah, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M Naughty After 9. It's John Mellencamp. I need a lover. Don't. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. After 9 o'clock, after by this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
You're on fire tonight, Ollie.
How are things with Seth?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great. He came around last night.
Is it hard for him to find time for you when he's busy running Trump's election campaign? He was involved in the campaign,
care.
Wasn't he?
Oh,
he was involved?
Oh.
Don't be rude.
He wasn't involved in his campaign, mate.
Wasn't just
fake news.
Just voted for him.
Yeah.
5 times. Illegally.
Says on Facebook has said that for the Mick coin, where we should stick the Mick coin... She says the back of the divvy van. That's his usual taxi ride, and he may need to pay for his ride. Good on you, Sirs.
So many comments are just having like cheeky digs at Mick.
At Mick Malloy.
Good Aussie banter.
That's good fun.
Good stuff. We're talking about unique deaths. Unique, interesting, surprising deaths.
I just need something a bit upbeat, don't
death,
I, for this?
Death, death.
What do you want? Do you want Relax with Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Nah, I shouldn't have chosen that. Maybe this. Yeah, that's good.
You could have done it during the break. You could have found a song.
Now I was doing the podcast. You can catch up via the Triple M app. It's up there.
Fair enough.
7 to 9's already done.
Well, 133353, your unique deaths. Tell us your stories. What do you got, Peter?
Yeah, gents, how are we tonight?
Good, mate.
Good.
That's good. Firstly, bugger off the podcast. Get some decent music going in the background here. Do your job.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Do your job.
All right, onto the story. So I work in a hospital. I'm a radiographer. And this is quite a unique one that came through a while ago.
Yeah.
Had a person come through. They were in quite a bad state. Oh. And what had happened was, apparently, they'd lost a bet with a mate. They were quite a sizable person. You know the children's play swings that they sit in, that you can sit in your time in, they've got the little leg holes and all that sort of thing?
Yeah.
He's lost a bet and ended up in one of those, got himself stuck and ruptured his appendix and bled internally to death.
Oh. That's a unique death.
Why didn't you save him, Peter? You should have been doing your job. You can both be saying that, mate.
Mate, not my job to save him. I just pop him on the table and zap him.
Who's got you there, Tom? Do your job, buddy. What a bloody funny death.
Oh.
We got a funny death.
Oh, unique deaths, funny deaths, 133353. If you've happened to hear of one, hey, Lauren.
Hey.
What's a unique death?
My pop fell out of a pub when he was 96, rotten drunk.
Oh,
died.
No. And died on the spot.
Broke his hip. The infection took him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he died doing what he loved doing, didn't he?
Oh,
drinking.
Absolutely. Coal miner.
Oh, yeah.
Those miners, eh? Didn't think that they allowed miners in pubs.
Did you know? Yeah. Man, don't make a joke about it. He just died.
What?
Oh, he wasn't a paedophile.
What? No one said that.
He wasn't a paedophile. No, I don't think. You weren't saying,
saying
he was a paedophile, were you?
No.
Or a paedophile, either one.
What is a paedophile? Someone who really likes Peters?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. You sex-a-vane, yeah. 133353. If you've got a unique death, a funny death, a crazy death.
Interesting. Unusual.
Amusing. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Rip into Killers now. Turn it up. The man, the Killers. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Thursday night. Unique deaths didn't last too long, Ollie.
No, we've got two crackers.
Yeah. Hang on, let me play this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9. Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
If you've got any more unique deaths,
jump on the phone. There's definitely more funny, amusing, unique death stories out there.
We heard that one of the guy who had a surprise party thrown for him, and when he came in, he got so surprised at his own surprise party that he had a heart attack and he died.
He had a shock heart attack. Oh. It was great, great story. You know, I know what you're thinking. You're going, oh, but the death story of my, you know, friend or relative, it hurts. I feel sad about it. Yep. Get over it. Call us and tell us
that's
about the funny death.
Nah, that's too much.
Ah, sorry.
DarwinAwards.com. In the year 2000 in Texas, Ollie, a Houston man tried to play Russian roulette. But he was playing it with a 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. And, guys, I know guns, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he's made a big mistake there. Can you see
what? So what was the gun again?
Hit me up. 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol.
Oh yeah, I see you done there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that gun fires 10,000 rounds a second.
Does it?
Don't know.
Yeah, no. Rashad was the guy's name. He was 19. He went over to his friend's place. He's like, "Hey guys, I'm gonna play Russian roulette with my pistol,"
which is a psycho thing to do.
Anyway, he went to put the gun in his mouth like you do for Russian roulette. What he didn't realise is that being a semi-automatic pistol, unlike a revolver that you'd normally play Russian roulette with, it automatically inserts the bullet into the firing chamber when the gun is cocked. So he's just shot himself in the head.
And there's no chance of it not happening.
Nah, his chance of winning a round of Russian roulette was zero, as he quickly discovered. Producer Bell is shocked.
God, we have some fun.
And outraged.
Can we get this guy on the phone?
Yeah, what's going on here? Hang on, we're having a discussion.
Liam, work experience boy, hurry up and get Braden over here.
All right, we got Braden on the phone now. Hey, Braden.
How are we?
Good, mate.
We're still playing the same music from last time. Tom, you didn't take a chance to get another
sorry.
Track?
All right. Well, I did. I searched for this track.
You can't play that under dead people stories.
Well, it needs to be something vibey, doesn't it?
It's clashing. X-Files. Play the X-Files.
The X-Files music? Yep. That'll make it more down.
Yeah, but that's
what would you prefer, Braden? It's your story.
I'm a fan of X-Files. So.
Good call, Braden. All right. What's your unique or funny death story, Braden?
I was actually reading about a unique death. I think it was last year or the year before. It was from 2011, and it was a kid in Brazil.
Yeah.
He actually died from masturbating 42 times in a row without stopping.
And that can kill you?
How does that kill you?
I've last time I read up on it, I think it was a blood clot or something like that.
Oh
no.
Here we go, I found it.
Yeah, because he was going way too many times in a row and he ended up getting a blood clot. So,
I mean, Tom, how are you still alive?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Triple M. Oh, mate, can you believe it? The Melbourne International Comedy Festival ends on Sunday.
It's over, Tom. I think it's Monday, isn't it? Or Sunday? One of the two. Anyway, Monday, the point is the comedians stop here for us.
Oh.
I mean, officially. We'll still have more being drip-fed to us.
I want some from the Sydney Comedy Festival. Producer Bell, can you start working on that one, please?
I mean, spoiler alert, Tom, but I think it's the same comedians.
Yeah, I'll have them back.
Hey, Sammy J, you're back doing a Sydney show.
I'll have them back.
We've already had on the show Maddie Rice talking about her one-woman show. That was at 7:30.
Her show, Fleabag.
In the podcast. Catch that one. She's very, very funny, very smart.
Triple M app. But up next.
Now, Tom, we have Lucy Peach, who is doing her own style of comedy. It's educational. It's sexy. That's why it's Naughty After Nine. It's up next.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Best of both worlds, Midnight Oil. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's, of course, Naughty After Nine, and we'll please keep sending in where we should stick the stolen Mitcoin in on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter pages at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, we're doing naughty stuff right now, as always, but not often we have a guest to join us during Naughty After Nine.
No, it's so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's saucy stuff. Well, we'll find out, because Lucy Peach is joining us. Good evening, Lucy.
Good evening, Tom. Good evening, Ollie.
Now, you are a comedian. You're also a teacher. You're also a musician. I've got a whole list of titles here. Which title do you feel it speaks to you most?
I was told the other day that I am a cultural practitioner.
Oh, wow.
And cool. I didn't know what that was, so I Googled it.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, I guess it's someone who kind of, you know, agitates stereotypes and you use art as a way of conveying that.
Sick.
And well, I thought, I like that.
Well, your show's called My Greatest Period Ever. So agitating, I'm guessing, might be the right word. Has it been ruffling feathers or are you finding it's
not really a
big hit?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's. I mean, I think, I don't know if it's just, you know, who I follow on Instagram. It's just feminism and houseplants. For me, there's a lot of period positivity, but I definitely think that even sort of in mainstream, pardon the pun, that the period's definitely having a moment. People are like really making a lot of art and conversation around reducing the stigma and the shame. And I think that's all really great, but I'm like, let's just move past the stigma and the shame. There's actually some practical information that's really useful that people should know.
I don't know about that, Lucy. I mean, I'm a Triple M listener. I'm not going to be bloody well listening to period chat for the next half an hour.
What does guys like Tom
well
need to
will,
know?
You bloody well will, and you bloody love it. So I'm telling you.
Well, what makes a period great and what makes it bad? Like, your show's called My Greatest Period Ever. Like, what's the difference?
So it's based on the idea that, you know, and let's just make this clear. Men are awesome. I love men.
Yes.
They're the bombs. So do you know what I mean? Couldn't really be here without them.
Yeah.
My husband's a
man. You're welcome.
He's a legend. He's in the show. So
he doesn't speak though.
Well,
in his place.
He started to. He has started to.
Sexist.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he's very funny. And so I tell stories and there's a bit of science and I sing and Richard, my husband, draws on an iPad Pro. Sometimes I call that a toy and he gets really cross. It's a tool. It's a tool.
Yeah, doodling on his toy.
He's a live doodler.
Yeah.
And he just plays period Pictionary for an hour and that gets projected onto the screen.
Oh, wow.
So we're like in tandem, you know.
That's brilliant.
You guys should come. Are you going to come to the show?
I'd love to come
I'll give you tickets. If you also want to give some away to any listeners.
Okay.
Then I was thinking of having like a, excuse me, cheap night for guys.
Oh, yeah.
Just to really give them the incentive.
Tight-ass Tuesday for boys.
Cheap ticks for dicks, you could call it.
I like it.
Yeah, sweet.
I like it.
Good time.
No proof Thanks, necessary.
Mate. Oh, good.
I believe you.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, good call.
Because you think that more boys should see it?
Well, the overwhelming response we have is that men really love it. There was a guy who came
on the second
night. Not literally!
Oh, boom!
He came along and he was this like, Charlie, if you're out there, I just want you to know it was such a pleasure to meet you, because he was this young man. He was quite gorgeous. He was about 25. And I said, he put his hand up in the show. He was asking questions. He wanted to know like about the moon. And I was sort of a little bit unprepared. And I said to him after the show, have you got your notebook? And he said, well, yes, I do. He wanted to take notes. He was so into it. And then I said, why are you here? How did this happen? You're here by yourself, Charlie. And he said, well, I went out for a date with myself. I've packed myself a little dinner picnic.
No.
I've been at the art gallery all day and I saw the poster with the grapefruit and it looked like a vagina and I thought, that's pretty cool. And then he said, you know what? And I said, what, Charlie? And he said, I just think periods are actually more normal than Fanta.
Wow.
And I said, now that I think about it, that is so true.
Of
I mean,
course.
Fanta's like this acrid orange, like 76 teaspoons of sugar, battery acid. I mean, it's poison, really.
It's horrible.
Well, I mean, you know, unless they're sponsoring
the raspberry
show,
stuff's
good. Yeah, sorry, guys.
The raspberry Fanta's medicinal, but still good. But you're right, the period's just natural.
It's just natural. And so in answer to your original question, what's good about it, basically people have kind of just, this one woman came to my show and she said, I realize that I have been treating my period like the weird uncle at the Christmas party that you just are like, hi. And she said, but I've realized now it's actually got all these benefits. And the benefits are that, you know, people just think you have your period, you don't have your period. It's like a binary thing. Yep. It's just on or it's off. Yep. And there's just, you can't see anything, so there mustn't be anything else going on.
Yeah.
And pretty well, I don't want to speak for you guys because I don't have male hormones, but from my understanding, you're pretty well fueled by testosterone. There are some micro shifts in the day. In the morning, it's high.
It's massive.
That's when you wake up.
Really?
It's very massive. Yeah. You wake up and you're just like, I've got stuff to do. I don't really want to talk to people. I want to get on my train, my journey, and I want to just get the stuff happening sorted out. Not so keen on collaborating.
Right.
As the day goes on, your testosterone starts to fade a little bit, and that's when you get a little bit sort of softer and you're more interested in communicating, collaborating.
Thank God we're in a night show, Tom.
Yeah.
This is good.
Because you guys have nailed it.
I hated Tom, and it makes sense now.
It makes total sense.
Because we're in the
evening. Are you serious?
Somewhat.
Lucy, we've got so much to chat about. Yeah. I mean, this is so awesome.
Enough about your hormones. So basically...
No, we need to go to a song.
Right. Okay, right.
Is that cool? We're going to
totally
go to a song.
Cool.
We're going to go to a song. Lucy Peach is in here. For tickets, head to comedyfestival.com.au. You're with Tom and Ollie and Triple M. Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday night. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, I have to play this after 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're still joined by learning from and loving to just brain pick Lucy Peach, who is here with us now.
Now, you're a high school sex educator before you were a comedian.
Mm. Yeah.
Or did that involve comedy as well?
Oh, teaching? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, come on. You can't walk into a bunch of high school students and not, you know.
And play a straight bat. Nah, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should have said you're also a cultural practitioner.
Thank you.
But we'll get to what that might mean soon. But as Tom says, you've ditched the school stuff for now. You're focusing more on performing?
Well, I suppose, you know, if you go into a school, you got to sort of tick a lot of boxes and you got to work within a sort of more of a rigid framework. And that's all fine. There's definitely a place for that. But, you know, a lot of the way we teach sex ed in Australia is pretty reductive. It's pretty reactive. And it's like, here's how to not get pregnant and die.
Yeah.
And it's actually a bit of a lie because everyone knows sex is pretty good. Otherwise, no one would do it.
Yes.
And, you know.
We've discussed that on the show, actually, that no sex ed talks about like.
Pleasure.
Positive stuff.
Yeah.
Like, pleasure and doing a good job.
How do you know your partner's into it? How do you know they're having a good time? How do you know you're having a good time? And the facts are, I mean, this is a major side thing, but, you know, most kids get their, inverted commas, education from porn, which is like so sad. Not because porn's bad, but just because it robs them of the experience to discover and explore their own trajectory. Like, you're meant to have a little bit of a fumble. You're meant to not really know what goes where and, oh, what's that? Oh, okay. And then that's how you work it out and you discover, whereas now everyone's already got this built-in
narrative. My first time was awesome. It was really good.
No.
Good.
No.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
So basically, the crux of the show is that women or people with women's hormones, we're not linear. We're not the same all the time. And we're really encultured to believe that that's an inadequacy and, oh, you're a crazy, unpredictable, hysterical female. But actually, the phases that you have in the month, they're like seasons. They each come with their own strengths and benefits. When you've got your period,
love it.
Pretty flat, pretty nothing in the tank.
Right.
And that's
winter.
Winter.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Give him an honorary.
Oh, you
look,
want a little
can you ring a bell for him?
Well, I don't like winter though.
Yeah.
When summer?
Well,
yeah, I love summer.
But winter's good for like resting, you know.
Summer.
Just kind of reviewing. Okay, I'll keep this moving along. Summer is after spring.
Yeah.
You know, fruits of your labor. That's when you've ovulated. So it's just like everything from everybody. You know, they've done studies to show that sex workers and strippers make more money when they are in their ovulatory phase. And they don't know whether it's because men or women or whoever is paying for the service is responding to the pheromones that they're exuding or whether they are responding to the women responding to their own hormones.
Brilliant.
That's a cool little theory.
I like that.
That is the time where when I do lots of co-writing. So if I'm going to do a co-writing session, I will look in my calendar and say,
no way.
I'm going to do it. Yeah.
During your summer. Sick.
Yeah, because I know I'm less hung up on my own stuff and I'm more like, hey, what's your idea? Let's go there. You know, that's really cool. And I'm more into connecting. That's when I call my granddad because I'm just like, I've got more F's to give. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yes.
Yes,
are boys in winter all the time, or how does it work for us?
I don't know. And listen, I have had men come along and say, "I actually wish I had a period."
What's my season, Lucy?
You get all these changes, and I'm like, "Yeah, babe, you're a white man. You've got everything, all right. Just let us have our period, okay?"
Well, Lucy Beach, thank you so much for coming in. Catch a Melbourne International Comedy Festival show if you are in town. For tickets, head to comedyfestival.com.au. Thanks so much, Lucy.
It has been my absolute pleasure to talk with blokes about the bloody awesome power of the period.
Yes.
Bring it on!
My greatest period ever. Go see it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lucy.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Walk This Way, Run DMC versus Aerosmith.
Who won?
You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. So nice to have Lucy Peach in here. Make sure you go see her show. My greatest ever.
That's the end of the comedy, Tom. We'll get more in as our show goes on. We'll find a reason to get him in.
Please.
That's the end of the show. End of the week for us. Good job to you, Tom, for the week.
Thank you, mate. You've
done well.
Thank you, mate.
And Belle, our producer, great job to you, Belle.
Well done, producer Belle. Don't give us the rude finger.
I'm giving you a compliment. Belle, what are you doing this weekend? Want to go out? Want to go see a show with me?
I'm going to see a comedy show with Ollie.
It's radio, so you got to answer the question. You can't just make a face. Do you want to go and see a show with me or not?
She's so crap.
I take back every compliment I've ever given you.
We'll leave that at that then. I reckon we'll see you next Monday. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.